Good afternoon. The Aussie market fell for the third consecutive day, hit a two-week low, and the ASX 200 has closed well below 6,000 points once again. We had, in fact, the index falling by around 0.4% or 25 points, finishing up at 5,946 and was really near its worst levels of the session. Part of the reason, US markets gave us a negative lead to work with today, but also mining stocks were the main weight and drags on the market. The reason for that was that commodity prices were lower last night. We had iron ore falling about 0.7%. Gold prices fell to around four-month lows on the expectation of a lift in interest rates in the US next week. We had nickel and copper also falling by more than 4% on oversupply concerns. And that's part of the reason why some of the copper miners like Oz Minerals were down quite substantially today. But also the larger end of town, BHP and Rio, were down by almost 2.5%. Another loser was Incitec Pivot. The chemicals and fertilizer group was down about 2% on news that it's going to lose an important contract with BHP at the end of 2019. Some of the winners, though, included TPG Telecom, which rose 1.5%. At its AGM today, it said that it's been impacted negatively by the rollout of the NBN in recent times, but it's quite confident the launch of its planned mobile network moving forward should be a positive boost for the group. Slater and Gordon was up 13%. The law firm basically had shareholders vote in favour of a rescue plan for the group. The law firm was the first of its kind to actually launch on a share market rather than being in the form of a partnership. That was back in 2007, but recently has had its share prices fall substantially. It's down 80% this year, fell about 75% in 2016. On the economic front, we've had economic growth numbers out today, which were a bit weaker than expected. Over the September quarter, the Aussie economy grew by 0.6%, up 2.8% over the year. That's compares to consensus of about 3% growth. So yes, it was a bit weaker than expected. Doesn't change much as far as interest rates are concerned, though. We still think rates are probably going to stay on hold until the end of next year. Tonight, you've got an update on private sector employment in the US and an update on crude oil inventories in the US, and that can always move about oil prices. The Aussie dollar weaker on those GDP numbers at 75.8 US.